But it was not enough. He went to talk about something.
Remember, we were talking about the parrot and the merchant, right?
Suddenly, from Attar, he brought up another subject that, listen, there is things about this love that we will talk. And you will be pleased. And you think that you could do something about it. It's not like that. The main thing you should learn here is to forget that equality you're thinking about. Remember that other stories related to this very closely? Anybody remembers a story very related to this?
The other parrot,
which compares stupid different things together and comes to the conclusion. Here, Rumi, in a very long way, two paragraphs, started to explain it, then didn't finish. Third paragraph. We are at the fourth, and it's still going on. At the fourth paragraph, you will see that, again, he starts with a little bit with this story, then you will go away to explain something else. Because if you want to understand love, you have to remember all of this. What is this? Mainly is that, remember, someone in the situation of love is not comparable with us. Do not compare the existence, the life, the thinking, or whatever, of a normal human being and someone in love. They are different. Why do we insist upon this? Because we follow the lovers, right? And our masters, our gurus, our sheikh, our murad, look at them, who are they? They are mainly representative of love. They are the source of love. Everybody, all the murids, will get passionate thinking about the murad, because here is about love. The problem is, you look at them and you believe they are the human beings as well, so if they're doing that, I can do it. You say, wait a minute. You could go in the fire of love, but before going there, you have to become Abraham. You have the Namrud in yourself, remember, this self, this ego. You cannot take it with you. As long as you have this strong ego, you cannot go in the fire of sacrifice and giving and sharing that. You have to transform first, then go with it. You know how complicated it's going to be? You have to transform to be qualified to enter the fire of love. If it is so, then nobody will fall in love, right? What's that nonsense we talked about, right? I just said something that looked like nonsense, right? If you have to qualify before entering something, so that entrance is very, very difficult. Let's say, not impossible, difficult, right? So if it is difficult, how come that a lot of people fall in love? Here we're talking about two things. One is to learn, to try, to purify yourself, to be qualified, to have a better chance. But we know that it could happen for no reason at all. That's the hope. Because the real lover is the real giver, and it's up there, and he is in the business of giving and not taking. This is the creator in our belief. What does he do? He gives. What did he give you? The breath, to begin with.
your existence and all of that, but the breath. Why? Did you qualify for something? Rumi repeatedly in Masnavi will say, we were not here, even our papaza, even our begging for it and wanting it was not here. I was not a human being and I didn't know to want it even. It's given to me. It's like that. Not that I asked and they gave it to me. Not that I knew it and did something for it. I was not. Nothing. Everything is given. This is the attitude of a Hab. Hab is not taker, it's giver. We are looking at that. And we know that our peer morals shake the arm. They're really lovers. Instantly the intelligent will interrupt and say, let's copy them. Let's copy the lovers. All these explanation is, it's not that way. You cannot copy it. If they are doing something, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, it's not copying, it's walking. Experiencing, and in each step, you should behave differently. This is what is coming out again and again. Last time he explained about the outcome of what you do, which is invisible, will come maybe later, but it's your fault no matter what. He said you shoot someone in a leg, and that guy will be in pain for 2 years, then the gangrene will set in and the guy will die. You are the assassin. Doesn't matter that you cannot say that, no, that disease killed the guy. I only shoot him in leg. So that's the responsibility, that's how the field is working. But exactly at that time that you mentioned that, listen, if you let the arrow go, when it left your tongue, it's gone. But there is an exception. There are people who pretend that. What's the necessity of that? I needed to be reminded that Shams does the miracle. I knew it, and I don't need the proof. Why did he mention it here? That they could do the reverse. For Shams to learn that he could do the reverse. Why? Because normally when they say, when it's done, it's done. Okay, we learn the rule, we forget the exception. Actually, practically, you have to start to have a place for that exception in your mind. If not, there will be a lot of points that you will miss. Because in the future, we'll talk about this exception a lot. And you try to logically find the information here and there to understand it. The most important thing about love to be understood is love is exception. All the rules are wishful thinking somehow, are trying to do something, because love, oh, love is something that, how do you like to hunt and grab the love and have it forever? Isn't that the best thing you should have, or you could have? If you win your lottery and you're the winner of love, you are the winner, right? Does it happen? Sure. Why not? We don't know. We cannot say yes or no. But we know something. If you want to understand love, part of that miracle, you have to start to be in the field, to familiarize your mind and heart and feeling with this exception. I mean, whenever you're talking about love, pay attention not to bring in any rules. Because no matter what rule you find out, love will throw it out. There is no rule. Remember this. because we have a lot of, we invent a lot of rules for something that we don't understand just to paint a picture of it.
What's bothering you?
You made a wonderful, and Ahmed will forgive me and you will forgive me, a wonderful, I think, unintended pun. You said, that's the hope.